Hello, welcome to Weekly Dose with Dr. Uday, where all your questions for your primary care doctor are answered. Our goal is to help our listeners make their wellness a priority and live out long, enjoyable, and fulfilling lives. All right. Welcome, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us on this episode of Weekly Dose with Dr. Uday. I have a special guest today. We're going to be talking all about high-risk pregnancy. Dr. Stanley is going to be helping us with that. So before I get started into what we have today, I'll start with introductions. For those of you that don't know me, I'm Dr. Uday. I'm a board-certified family medicine physician. I'm based in Martinsburg, West Virginia. I own a primary care practice, namely Apple Valley Family Medicine, and I also own an aesthetic practice. My goal is not only to have my patients feeling good, but looking good. So now to get right into it, we have Dr. Heather Stanley Christian here today. Very excited to have her. She is a board-certified physician in OB-GYN, maternal fetal medicine, and genetics. She is the founder of Unity Maternal Fetal Medicine practice located in Claremont, Florida. And she has taken time out of her busy schedule to be here with us today. So thank you, Dr. Stanley.
Thank you, Dr. Uday, for the invitation. Good morning, everybody.
Yay. So everybody, we are about to get started. So it's going to be high-risk pregnancy. So I'm actually going to get right into it, Dr. Stanley. So what would you say involves high-risk pregnancy? What is the criterion that you go by to consider somebody in having a high-risk pregnancy?
So the definition is any condition of the mother or the fetus that will adversely or has the potential to adversely affect the outcome of the pregnancy. So that could be a mother with pre-existing medical conditions coming into the pregnancy. It could be a mom that has some lifestyle choices that might adversely affect the pregnancy. It could be something that develops during pregnancy with mom. That condition, once identified, we do a risk assessment, and that determines whether the pregnancy would be high risk for the benefit for mom's perspective. For the fetus, there are some maternal conditions and lifestyle choices that can, if continued during the time of conception, can cause a negative consequence to the baby. That also is a high-risk condition. So basically, if we're not sure, we do a risk assessment and then we make a determination whether the pregnancy is high-risk because of maternal conditions or fetal conditions or both.
Gotcha. So now, could you give just some examples of, disorders or disease processes or anything like that? Maybe just a few.
Okay. Let's start with maternal. For mother, we have pre-existing hypertension, obesity, diabetes. Those are the big three. For babies, if a mother has pre-existing diabetes that is not controlled, that can adversely affect the developing embryo. Mm-hmm. So basically, persistently high glucose values on average, if they're high, it can cause malformations in pretty much any part of the developing embryo from head to toe, you name it.
God.
So mom has the hit of the pre-existing diabetes that's mm-hmm. going to affect her vessels. Mm-hmm. Her heart and her kidney might be affected because of long-standing disease.
Right.
However, at the time that she's pregnant, and oftentimes as women, we don't know we're pregnant until we miss a period. So by that time, heart is formed, the spine is formed. And so that baby's already been exposed to high glucose concentrations, and that can cause malformations. So that's one maternal condition that can have consequences on both.
That is perfect. That was just a spot on explanation. Thank you so much. So the other thing then is, how soon are you recommending that referrals come to you for high-risk pregnancy from, you know, the woman pregnant?
So if a mother is aware of her medical condition, I think a preconception consultation is advisable, because sometimes we don't know what we don't know as patients. And so if there is a concern, a preconceptual counseling is a one-time consultation where a risk assessment is done. And based on that, we usually give advice as to what needs to happen before conception, if conception should be avoided. For example, there are patients who are on blood thinners like warfarin and the newer formulations. Mm-hmm. That will have to be stopped depending on the reason and switched over. So if a mother has any kind of condition or any concern, a visit just before planning a pregnancy is advisable. Most of our pregnancies are not planned. So if we peed on a stick and it's positive, that would be a chance to kind of come on in. Let's see what we're dealing with, and let's see if we can make some amendments and adjustments before chronic damage occurs.
So as soon as possible.
As soon as possible.
Wow. Okay.
And for moms who are sick, please do that. That would be the ultimate prevention.
Gotcha. Now, what tips would you give to, I guess, you know, patients that have a high risk pregnancy? Is there anything that you tell them they need to do or anything they need to watch out for?
Yeah. I think the biggest thing is to breathe, because it does, that label or that condition often generates a lot of unknown anxiety. And so just to breathe and just do a risk assessment before we allow the brain and the mind to play all kinds of Jedi mind tricks on us.
Gotcha. Yeah,
that would be the big thing. The other thing I would say is, we're going to go to Dr. Google. I would say .edu.org to manage the information.
Gotcha. Yeah. You are absolutely correct. Sometimes you look things up and it just freaks you out, and that may not even be what's going on.
No, not at all. And not everybody's story is your story.
You got it. Absolutely. So I guess, because I get this question a lot, what would they expect when they come see you? I know it's probably a lot, but
So fundamentally, you know, we have our core assessment, the history, the physical. Most times I don't need to do an examination unless I have a high index of suspicion that I'm maybe dealing with a genetic condition like Ehlers-Danlos or some weird condition where I'm kind of, my genetic eye is looking and going, there may be a little bit more going on than what we know. So at the very minimum is a very detailed history. I would go into the obstetrical history. That can be a little triggering for my ladies who may have had some traumatic-like experiences in OB. And so I do try to be mindful to sort of prepare them as best as possible, because sometimes you get to talking about a thing that hurts and it's hard. However, that information is very critical, because that is the story of your pregnancy history. And, you know, I kind of liken it to CSI. So the more I dig into what happened is the more I can get a better assessment of what the risk factor is going to be like. Because there is nothing like your history to predict what your future is going to be like in that respect anyway.
That is.
So that and the family history, if it's available, the medical history, the medications. So my advice would be forthcoming, because it's a no judgment space. So whatever your history is, it's really only being ascertained only for the purpose of assessing what your true risk factor is. So as physicians, we cannot help if we don't know.
That's right. Absolutely correct.
Yeah.
So guys, you've heard it. So when you go see your specialist, you want to be forthcoming, give them the information so they can actually do their jobs.
Amen.
Thank you.
I'm sorry. And if you have somebody coming with you that you don't want them to have the information, maybe if you kind of go back in your history and you go, you know what? I don't want this person to kind of know X, Y, Z. Maybe you might want to press pause and bring in that person in.
That's it. And to be honest with you, situations where I can, if they want, have that person excused from the room to discuss what needs to be discussed. But that
Absolutely.
Is a valid point. Absolutely. So I'm actually going to switch gears. This is usually the last question I ask, and it's, why do you do what you do, Doc?
Why do I do what I do? Because I love it. I've always wanted to do medicine when I was 10. My paternal grandmother was a midwife. I didn't know that at the time. I didn't know that till maybe a few years ago. But I've always been curious. I've always loved to teach. I used to teach my dolls.
Oh.
I had a ton of dolls. And so I would put them up in schoolyard style and teach them any and everything. So I think, you know, I wanted to become a neurosurgeon, and then I came to my senses. So when I did my residency, you know, I kind of went through, not residency, medical school, went through and ended up where I am today, and absolutely love it.
So it sounds like it was destined to be.
I think so. I love it. Even sometimes, like today, when we had an emergency, and I just was like, okay, we're just going to get through it. You know, we're going to help as many people as we can. I'm the only doctor kind of putting out some fires today, but I'm not resentful. I love it.
Oh, I love it. So
yeah,
all needed. So guys, you've heard it. We have doctors out there, and a lot of doctors, pretty much all doctors, love what they do. And that's why we do what we do.
Yeah.
So for people that want to get to know you, want to connect with you, want to look you up, where can they find you?
I may be found on Facebook, unitymfm.com. My brick and mortar office is in Claremont, Florida, at 17323 Pagonia Road, Unit 227. Zip 34711. My Insta is unitymfm.com, and we do have a website, Unity, M as in mother, F as in father, M as in mother.com.
I love it. So, and I'll include that also with this posting. So thank you so much, Dr. Stanley, guys.
Thanks, Dr. Yuda.
You're welcome. So you guys, check her out. If you have any questions, definitely reach out. For those of you that are looking for a quality primary care physician, we are accepting new patients at Apple Valley Family Medicine. You can call us at 304-350-1087, or you can look us up online at www.applevalleyfamilymed. Thank you so much for joining us. And Dr. Stanley, thank you. Everybody have a good day, okay?
My pleasure. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Bye.
Bye.
If you enjoyed listening to this podcast, please take a moment to subscribe, share, and include a review. Don't forget, you're worth it, and your health is our priority. Tune in for another episode next week, and have a great rest of your week.